Good morning. Thank you for listening. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. Time for your entertainment news, your Hollywood update in the morning, KLH. From the White House Correspondents' Center, Colin Jost. He was the MC. And on stage, he was joking about the fact that he can identify with the vice president's husband, Doug. Here's Colin Jost.
Mr. President, Dr. Biden, Vice President Harris, Doug. Doug, as you can tell from all the comments about my wife, I'm also used to being the second gentleman.
Second gentleman. Mm-hmm. Married, of course, to Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Colin Jost. Also over the weekend, happened on Saturday, people attending the Waterworld stunt show at Universal Studios Hollywood got a huge surprise when Ryan Gosling came out just to say hi. But the other actors went into a kind of a bit of trying to get him into the stunt show, and he played along with the other actors, even when they were, quote unquote, getting him confused with Ryan Reynolds.
I just came out to say hi, so I was about to go.
If you insist on being in this thing, I just want to
warn you. I don't insist.
This is not what you think it is. This is live. You can't hide behind that Deadpool costume out here.
First of all, I wasn't in Deadpool.
I wouldn't admit it either.
Ryan and I, we're ready for whatever you throw at us.
Really?
Again, I'm not ready for anything.
Okay.
Just came to say hi.
Again, Ryan Gosling right there, Universal Studios over the weekend. On the Kelly Clarkson show, Christian Slater as a guest. He said William Shatner once showed up at a party that his mom was throwing. It's obviously when he was really, really young.
Sure. My mother was throwing a party, and he showed up at the party.
What?
William Shatner.
How old were you?
I was like 4. Yeah, I was my daughter's age, my daughter's age, and I freaked out. You know, I was like, what is this? Makes no sense to me.
How is
Captain Kirk here in my living room?
What a cool childhood.
Yeah. And then, of course, my mother was like, oh, show him your room because you got all the Star Trek stuff in there. And took him to my room, and I opened the door, and he was like, the first thing he said was, well, why do you have a poster of Spock and not me?
Oh, my God.
I had like a giant life-size poster of Leonard Nimoy in there. So,
at 4 years old, you were probably honest, so you're like, he's my favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
Christian Slater on the Kelly Clarkson show. He also talked about a ghost encounter that he had at a hotel. I don't believe it was the Pfister, but here it is.
My wife and I, we checked into this hotel in Miami. The Biltmore Hotel. And we got this room, and it was located on the 13th floor. And they did say when we checked in that it does have a history, you know, of haunting.
Yeah.
So we went up there, and, you know, that night while we were sleeping, you know, the lights were flickering and a door flew open. I had like the weirdest nightmare.
What?
It was very strange. Yeah, it was very strange. So after that, I was like, yeah, we're checking out.
It's at the 13th floor. That's super odd for a hotel to even have a 13th floor.
I didn't think they did that. Like, yeah. I thought they intentionally skipped that.
Right. Even though it's still the 13th floor.
Right.
It's just not numbered.
You're just pretending you're on, when you're on 14, you're on 13. And the reason he's making the rounds, Christian Slater, that is he's in this new unfrosted movie, Jerry Seinfeld's movie, about the creation of the Pop-Tart. And he said, Christian Slater said, he ate 12 Pop-Tarts in a sitting during the press tour.
Yeah, we did a thing, like a press thing, where they wanted us to taste test a lot of Pop-Tarts. And I hadn't had one probably since I was 7.
You know, me too.
It's been a while.
Me too.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I had to taste at least a dozen.
Just to figure out. Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to make sure I ate them all.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to be rude.
I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
And the Pop-Tart executives were there.
Yeah.
So, and then I basically like a rocket blasted off to the moon. I mean, those things are so riddled.
Oh,
with sugar.
Yeah.
I was actually having
so
like a physical reaction to it. I had to run around the block like 8 times.
What's your favorite flavor of Pop-Tart?
Strawberry frosted.
Okay.
Blueberry frosted.
I'm brown sugar cinnamon.
Frosted?
Yeah, definitely have to have the frosted.
Yeah. But you know what? I would take any of those.
Any of them. Especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Cindy and I were out in Vegas over the weekend visiting our son and our granddaughter, and We weren't the only ones out there in Vegas.
Who was that? Who else?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that on the flight there and on the flight home, and he said to say hi to you guys, Senator Ron Johnson with his wife.
Okay.
Seems like a fine fellow.
Hey, Ron.
Sure.
Yeah, I
Were
guess.
Were they out there gambling too? Or
no, he said he was out there for a family reunion, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And who wasn't on my plane? Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, but they were in Vegas over the weekend. On Saturday, they were at Patrick Mahomes' big fundraiser. And Travis Kelce, there's a clip on TikTok with the auctioneer. Travis Kelce is hosting one of the auction portions of the evening, and he says, has anyone here heard of the Eras Tour? And of course, everyone went crazy.
Of course.
And then four tickets were auctioned off to the celebrities there.
And how much?
And Taylor Swift was in the crowd. She was cheering him on, cheering on not just, you know, her significant other, but also everybody who was bidding. And they had Santa Claus up there as well. So Santa, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, all.
Wow.
Okay.
So I mean, what else do you need?
Four tickets. Venture a guess.
$1 million. It's for charity and there's
celebrities. I'm totally shocked by this. I'll just tell you that.
$10,000.
80 grand.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 80 grand. I'm shocked because I thought it would be $1 million.
80 grand for four tickets.
Because we had that story about the guy from like New Jersey who gave his daughter for Christmas four tickets, and then it turned out that he had like he spent like 10 or 20 grand and he ended up getting ripped off, and then he went out and bought the tickets again.
Yes.
Like the real tickets. But $80,000 went to the Mahomes Foundation. It was at the big golf classic gala on Saturday. And Jerry Seinfeld, happy birthday. He is 70 years old today.
I can't believe that. How come everyone else just keeps getting older and we stay the same?
How does that work? Seinfeld was on the Today Show with Hoda and Jenna. And he said now that he's turning 70, he's trying to simplify his life.
You know what it is? It's, boy, I could really live with a lot less stuff.
Ah.
Things, people,
same.
Activities. I'm not doing nothing anymore.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, I feel like we're gonna essentialize now.
Okay.
I like to essentialize, I like to purify, I like to streamline.
Oh, I like all those words.
Yeah.
Good.
This is where the life gets better.
Yeah. Yes.
Not adding more.
No.
So add
no
less.
So no
add
party.
Less.
Traction.
No party.
That is a really good way to look at it.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Simplify. And from his special, Seinfeld talked about being in his 60s. Jerry Seinfeld.
When you're in your 60s, people ask you to do something, you just say no. No reason, no excuse, no explanation. I can't wait for my 70s. I don't even think I'll answer. I like this time. It's relaxing. I don't want to grow. I don't want to change. I don't want to improve at anything. I don't want to expand my interests, meet anyone, or learn anything I don't already know. I don't lie in restaurants anymore. How is everything? I don't like it here. A lot of people around my age like to make a bucket list. I made a bucket list, then I turned the B to an F, and I was done with that, too. I just want you to have that option. You can either check off all your items or change one letter at the top. You're in a lazy boy watching a ball game.